Haley's show. And oh, yes, we got to talk wrestling. Frank, it's getting very, very, very soon. My comeback. I'm doing DDPY yoga, getting my back oriented, looking at getting back in the ring in the summer for my first matches. But Frank Fiore, Frank, how are you? And I know you're excited about our guest. We're going to talk about a museum that he's going to speak about today and pro wrestling. I keep throwing pro wrestling at you, Frank. You know, I just was talking to Martin Cove again, and I challenged him one more time to a match today. And he had a kind of funny joke at the end. I'm not happy. Crease is going down. But how are you, Frank?
Doing real well. Doing real well. Really interesting. You know, at all the museums that are out there, that's one you would never think of.
Yeah. Dino Angel's with us, professional wrestler. So let's talk about you as a pro wrestler first, Dino. And where you broke in, your background, you've been doing for this 25 years. I'm doing the math. I think you started in wrestling when I retired from wrestling. So that's kind of funny. And I'm now the Wayback Machine, right? That's what I call it. Wayback Tour. I'm going to be starting in September. But go ahead and tell us your background.
Yeah, I started out with New England Wrestling Alliance, the Rhode Island Wrestling Alliance, back in 2001. Well, that's when I was legally able to do it. But I actually broke in around 1999. That's when I was helping with the ring crew, being able to job under mask, and I worked with guys that really built the industry up here in New England, like Wolverine, Alfredo, Thrash, Jose Perez. And it just, I was able to learn under these guys, and ever since then, it's just been a magical ride.
So where, what organizations you've wrestled for, and you're still wrestling, and who you're wrestling for now?
So I've worked with NEWA, RIWA, Showcase Pro Wrestling. I still do some work with them. Big Time Wrestling, Northeast Wrestling, Northeast Wrestling Extreme, Show Pro. I'm doing a lot of work with the museum. They put on some shows. So we're going to be doing a lot with that. I worked with UCW, APCW, AWA back in the day. They started up a development league, and I was brought in by Johnny Glitter. It was supposed to be a whole big storyline, and it was pretty interesting at the time.
All right, Dino, I think that it's so cool when I was reaching out to you, not knowing it's Dino, but we'll not talk about that. Okay, Fabe, that. But let's, Dino, let's go ahead, Frank, with your first question about the museum.
Yeah, what, get some examples of what are you going to display there as in, you know, uniforms or maybe short bios? Well, what is your museum going to show?
So the museum right now is online based. It's the official wrestlingmuseum.com, and you can go back and you can relive, relearn, and revisit all the memories that you had, stats, facts, results, title histories. We are working on a building that will be displayed along with ring gear, items that have been used in the show, actual rings that's been used on shows. We own the original NEWA ring that was very well put on TV here in Rhode Island. In Massachusetts area. And it's just going to be a place where people can come out and enjoy, learn, and just experience.
Wow. So it looks like when you're talking about coming up with this museum, it's going to be fun to get the artifacts going. How are you? Let's talk about the online museum. Like what types of things are you probably, are you covering a lot of wrestling history in that, in the online museum?
We date all the way back to Abraham Lincoln with some facts with him and what happened back in the time. A lot of us time right now, we go back to like the 50s, 60s. A lot of people like the 80 wrestling. So we'll talk a lot about that. And again, it's something that you can just cross-check reference. Oh, I thought this happened here. Well, you do a fast Google search and they'll say, okay, Peter Pan beat Roddy Piper. So, you know what I mean? You're like, Peter Pan, wait, what? Oh, well, there was a jobber named Peter Pan that wrestled in Jersey or wherever it was. And, oh, yeah, I guess that did happen. You know what I mean? So it's pretty interesting to be able to offer that information to people.
So Abraham Lincoln, you kidding me?
So Abraham Lincoln was documented to be a wrestler. Back in the day, it was not like how it is today. It was more at the carnivals, fairgrounds. Right. There were 13 known wins for him. There were two draws. There are six other belts that there's no definitive answer if it was a win, loss, or draw. And it's documented that he was the first guy to ever hit somebody with an elbow drop. He tripped and he fell on the person with an elbow, and the guy was, had his win knocked out of him and got the win. Yeah.
You got to write a book on this history. You need to take your museum history into a book.
That would be pretty interesting. That would be.
You have to talk to us. Paul and I have a publishing company, like really? Self-publishing, but we got to think about, you know, specific things. I have an agency as well. But I like, so different things like that talk about. That just intrigues the heck out of me. That's why I can't wait to figure out the building. Go ahead, Frank, with your next question. I'm not trying to spoil answers because Frank, as I came up with some great questions, not knowing what to expect, not knowing that Dino would be on this show. But go ahead, Frank.
Are there going to be any kind of interactive displays?
So we do plan on having displays where you can walk the aisles, cut your own promos, learn how to cut a promo. You know, obviously not in full depth, but to just give that fan interaction, we plan on doing like a commentary table where you can call matches. And we are going to do meet and greets. And we do hope to run live events at the facility if it's a big enough facility. And we want to try to get back to the old Jack Ritchie way that was here in Massachusetts, running every Friday night. And it's something for fans just to come out. And it's a family shows that we put on too. So it's an all-age show. Everything's appropriate. And
that's great. So you really want to go back to old-time wrestling, don't you?
Absolutely. I love that wrestling.
So I'm going to have to definitely have you involved in my documentary. That's the goal of recreating the story. We're fundraising this, but we have some good people behind this project, a great producer, and Lefteris, and he is an award-winning film producer. And we have been approved by Seed and Spark that I get to press the green light on April 16th. I decided not to do it now because tax is next week. And I just said, my tax week is next week. Then when April 16th comes, it's game on in multiple genre areas, projects. We also, just to give you a heads up on this, is Chris Mulkey, who is an actor, wrote a script about the Road Warriors. And I'd love to have you involved in that project as well. Awesome. To help raise it. And it's going to be a full-length feature movie. We're trying to raise $5 million for that. So I got the ability to go out and sell that. And so I'm back in wrestling, where I never thought, go ahead.
Anything I could do to help get any message out there or anything, please let me know.
I appreciate it. Well, I already are thinking of some great things. That's why I brought you on. That's why I reached out to another guy that was doing a Hall of Fame thing out in Missouri, Herb, because, again, my history in St. Louis wrestling was I wrestled Cowboy Bob Orton, Derek Stone. Derek lives out. He was living out. I used to be the Wichita Sunflower State heavyweight champion when I was working with Derek, but I would work with Ace Steel, Derek, and myself, Adam Pierce. So I wrestled Adam when he was 19. So this is how go figure on the I'm so proud of what he's accomplished. It's amazing. Yeah. And to see that. And I remember him because Rhino and I would wrestle for the title in Grand Rapids. That's why, shout out to Rhino. I'm challenging Rhino to be part of this documentary to recreate. Colorado Kid already says he wants me back in the ring. You know, Mike Rapata, and I said, because Mike and I were with Burt Prentice out in Ozark. I said, dude, it's on. And definitely, the king, I want to be part of the documentary. A lot of amazing people. That's just an update, but your museum, any way I could be a part of it, fantastic. Go ahead and your next question, Frank.
Are the independent wrestlers going to be in your museum?
So for the shows and stuff, yes. For our Hall of Fame portion, we have inducted already some local independent talent. They were put into the original class. Our classes and our Hall of Fame is a little bit different from every typical Hall of Fame that's out there. And quite a few was inducted last year in July. Yes.
So Dino, the RWA you work for, is that the one in Pittsburgh?
No.
The Big Time Wrestling, is that the one that runs out in Erie?
The Big Time is the one that's out in like Webster, Massachusetts.
Oh, and it's a different Big Time Wrestling. Okay.
Yeah.
So it's funny when you just talk about these different organizations. You're more of the area out there where I actually never got to wrestle. And I got trained first by Iron Mike Sharp and then went from Iron Mike Sharp to Charlie Fulton. So I got trained by Charlie and then went to Ohio, but I'm recreating the whole thing. Starting Ohio, Pittsburgh is two towns I'm running, but we'll talk about that another time. Now, the museum, what I think is so cool about it is that, you know, they can touch real things and then get to see professional wrestling. Do you have a wrestling school there, Dino, in that area?
So there are multiple wrestling schools in this area. I will always suggest Showcase Pro Wrestling. If you're in the Rhode Island, Massachusetts, you're going to learn the basics, old school, and actually one of their head trainers there is Kenny Dykstra. So you're going to be taught the proper way. I have done trainings in the past, and we are looking to open our own training facility as well, too. We're hoping by the summer is what we're hoping for. So.
And then, so you're trying to find a building for the museum. So the online, how do people get like request or think of different things that should be in the museum? I don't like my fake wiki wrestle about my career. So I'm going to have to give you a bio to get that into the museum.
Yeah,
because that's the thing. If you go to neilhaley.com and see wrestler, AI wrote it for me, but it talks about all the people that I wrestled. Because the thing I lucked into, and I don't think's happening as much anymore, a lot of people aren't getting to wrestle the bigger stars on these cards anymore. Was an independent wrestler wrestling all the names at these places. So I didn't get it was a totally different animal. What I got to deal with, I mean, you know, I wrestled Jerry Lawler in the Mid-South Coliseum. I wrestled, and then I also wrestled Terry Gordy in the Dallas Sportatorium. So I got these opportunities, plus the Bushwhackers, and you know, the list goes on and on. But I was in the PWI 500 at least once. I need to be in your museum. So there you go. I'm going to put that. But again, with this whole documentary, who knows? I might be going to some other Hall of Fame, or I might be back and better than ever. But if I will tell wrestlers right now, if your back hurts, start DDPY yoga.
Yes.
It's unbelievable. I got back in the ring a couple times in a real stiff ring and I was hurting. And I said, I was lifting and I was getting some good size again, getting back. And I'm like, and then my girlfriend says, let's try yoga. I said, okay, we're trying DDP. And it is unbelievable. I have never felt in such great shape doing resistance training without anything. So definitely everyone should check out DDPY yoga. Best place for you to find the museum and stuff. Where can we go?
TheOfficialWrestlingMuseum.com. That's all your needs are right on that one stop. It links to all our talk shows that we do. It's any questions that you have, all our social media is there. You can see all our Hall of Famers that we already put in last year, those that started this year, and actually starting tonight through Monday, we're going to announce more inductees into our Hall of Fame. So check our social media and our website because we got some really good names going in.
All right, we appreciate Dino. We'll definitely have you back on again, especially when you pick a brain. So you're still wrestling. So you're wrestling every weekend. So what would you tell me about professional wrestling now, these guys, compared to when you started? And I guess even back in the day when I started, what's the difference?
So I think the difference now is the generations. They believe they should have things handed to them. Back in the day, we paid our dues. Back in the day, we'll start setting up a ring, loaning a truck at 6 a.m, get to an arena, and then it's 1:00. Okay, well, do you want to go get something to eat? No, I want to get in that ring and learn. I want to bump and bump and bump. And 5:00, the door's open. You're trying to get that last bump in at 5. Get the show going, whatever you're able to do on the show, no matter how big or small it was, you did it, and then you're ready to tear it down. These day and age, a lot of people think they're entitled to stuff. And it's just how the human life is. I think New England, I know you've never been over here. You said to work. It's a great area to work, but it's so much. I have a saying, 8 hours of BS for a 10-minute match, but it's worth it. And that's New England wrestling for you.
Yeah, and then I was noticing in trainings, a lot of people standing around more than wanting to go up there in the ring and wrestle. And they want to do all these big moves instead of learning psychology and wrestle.
Exactly.
Feel comfortable. And they can't just do it and do it in the ring. We did it where we didn't call matches. We just wrestled.
You just went up there and just did it. It's not. They get so confused. And, you know, you try. I hate giving away the business. But if you throw somebody against the ropes and you say back bump, they're so confused on what's coming. Oh, well, obviously, you're landing on your back. Like, you know, common sense little things. But they also want to learn. They're intrigued. You know what I mean? And that's the great thing. I think New England wrestling had a stigma and made some cracks in professional wrestling that the museum is trying to fix. We know we're not going to be the super glue of it all to fix everything, the ricochet, but hopefully we can start getting the mindset into these young talents to want to learn properly and being respectful when they go into these locker rooms, wipe their feet on the apron on a ring that you've never been in before, show that respect because that goes a long way.
All right. We appreciate it, sir. Thanks again.
I appreciate you guys.
All right. You're listening and watching the Neil Haley Show, and we'll be back in just a moment.